It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest now is the chair of the Montana Democratic Party. We have Robin Driscoll. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Good. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Going good. Good. I wanted, before we dive into some other stuff, we realize that the leadership in the Montana legislature is kind of chafing for a special session. Has the Democrats weighed in on this?
You know, we have not put out a statement yet on it. I will say, in my personal opinion, and this is not on behalf of the party, but I am in complete disagreement with a special session. I think that, you know, the regular session is, what, 5 months away. And I think that I agree with Lou Jones, who is the chair of the Appropriations Committee in the House, Republican, when he says, you know, something, an issue like this needs to not be decided in a day or a day and a half. It needs to be, you know, really thought through, getting different ideas about the excess dollars that the state has. I think I read it's $1 billion.
Yeah.
There are plenty of things that the Democrats laid out last month about what their thoughts are on how to spend excess dollars in that, you know, helping people, helping Montanans with health care, with child care. And so I think that it should be a well thought out process, and I don't think a special session allows that to happen.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like what the GOP leadership wants to do is to return that to the taxpayers. They're calling it an overtax, that we have been overtaxed. And the first question I have, where did this money come from? Where did this $1.5 billion come from?
So a lot of it came from the ARPA Act that Congress passed, giving money to the state. A lot of it came from taxpayers, of course, in Montana. We have, employers are paying a lot more now. They have to, in order to get people to apply for jobs and to keep people in their jobs. And so I have no problem. I don't disagree with them at all that part of that could and should be returned to the taxpayer. I know that we did that a couple times in the legislature when I was there in the, you know, early 2000s. And so I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think all of it should be given back to the taxpayer. We have many needs in the state of Montana, and this would really help fill in some of those holes that are, you know, happening throughout the state right now. And so I don't think a special session is the place to do it. I don't have a problem with returning part of it to the taxpayer, though.
Well, I'm thinking ahead here to next year when we get the assessments in, the two-year assessment for, and with the property values rising as they have here in Northwest Montana, I think some people are going to be in real trouble hanging on to their homes because of their taxes.
Agreed. And property taxes, for the most part, go to local government. And so, that, like schools, local schools. So I think that the legislature can control the amount of property tax. However, a lot of people locally vote in their property taxes, too. So every mill levy that any local community runs is, you know, becomes part of the property tax base. So most of those dollars go local rather than to the state.
I guess my point is that's $1.5 billion that could go into reducing the taxes by using that money in the budget for the next biennium, and therefore reducing the amount of money that the local governments and the state have to tax.
Yeah, and that's a good point. The surplus proposal that's been put out by Democrats, I think, in the last month, does offer a permanent long-term solution to rising property taxes. And I'd have to go back and look at what it was that Democratic legislators are proposing. But I do know that they are looking at offering, you know, some type of permanent tax relief. So,
well, today the President of the United States says he's going to do the final act and sign the Inflation Reduction Act. What is it going to mean for us here in Montana?
Yeah, so that is really exciting because the first and most one of the most important things is it will pay down our national debt. The Congressional Budget Office, I just heard on the radio this morning, is stating that it will pay down the debt by $300 billion. It will cut prescription drug prices by allowing Medicare to negotiate prices, which is something the Democrats have been wanting for a very long time, and we finally have that passed. It doesn't cover every prescription, but it does cover a lot of them. And then, the other thing that's great about it is it doesn't raise taxes on working Montanans. Helps our country maintain its place as the leading economic power in the world. And so, it's very exciting.
Well, early in the week, we talked with Senator John Tester, and it was just before they were going to do the vote on the PACT Act. And that, of course, has gone through. It's been signed by the president. Boy, this is going to mean a lot to veterans here in Montana.
Well, isn't it? And what a thrill that is to have that signed into law now. And I got kind of a kick out of when President Biden was signing it. Of course, he had wanted bill sponsor Senator Tester of Montana to be there with him when he signed it. But Senator Tester was actually out on a tractor on his farm.
His combine broke
really
down.
Hard time for. Yeah, so he didn't actually get to be there, and that kind of bummed me out. But the benefits that bill brings is just amazing. And when the Republicans in the Senate all of a sudden turned and voted against it, that was just appalling to me, just absolutely appalling. And to see that video, and I'm sure you've seen it because it's been played over and over and over, of Senator Daines fist bumping Senator Cruz and getting a big old kick out of this at veterans' expense. It was shocking. And I enjoyed listening to John Stewart's just absolute outrage at what they did as well. And I think it turned around pretty quickly because of the pushback that he got from so many people, you know, holding Montana veterans' health care hostage because he's upset that the Democrats move forward with the Inflation Act. That's baloney.
Yeah, I heard that they had some concerns about a slush fund that was somewhere in the bill.
Right. And so I, you know, listened to Senator Tester over and over say that it was the exact same bill that they had already voted on and that Steve Daines had commented that he couldn't wait for it to be passed to help our veterans out, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you know, just turned on his heel and voted no. That I just was outraged, as I think most Montanans were. And that's probably one of the reasons that it turns around so quickly.
Our Montana Democratic State Chair, Robin Driscoll, is with us. And we got a pretty strong race heating up here in the new Congressional District 1, which is basically Western Montana. Do we have any polling at this point to give us any idea of where this race stands?
I have not heard of any polling yet, unless there's outside groups outside of Montana, possibly, like, you know, the Democratic Campaign Committee or the Republican Campaign Committee. They very well may have hired pollsters, but I have not heard of any yet. I just think that, you know, at the beginning, so many people were thinking, you know, Ryan's got a pretty big edge. But I think what we're saying is that is not true. He barely squeaked through the primary. And Monica is running a very aggressive campaign, and she is everywhere. I think you've had her on your show before, at least once. Yeah. But she is all over that district every day, all day. And so I think that in that debate, she did a really good job of just laying out the case against Ryan Zinke. Especially in the primary, he didn't even appear at any of the forums that the Republicans held, thinking that, you know, he's above that. And so I was really actually thrilled to see him show up at one. And hopefully they'll have a couple more goes at it and get more of their ideas and thoughts out there.
Yeah, no, I don't know. A lot of times we have politicians on, and they identify problems, but they don't offer any solutions or any ideas. So I guess we've become a nation that's really good at spotting problems. But I was impressed with her take on being able to bargain prescription drug prices, in that trying to put a ceiling on direct advertising, you know, trying to sell drugs to people directly, and instead put that money into research and development. Because, you know, I don't know how many drug commercials I've seen on TV, and the disclaimers are a mile long, so you know it's some legal weasel out there that's trying to protect them, you know, in the end when somebody asks for the purple pill. So,
Exactly. Well, I think that even drives doctors, physicians, and healthcare providers nuts, because people watch those commercials and then they, they self-diagnose and go into their doctor and say, you know, I need this particular drug that I saw advertised because I have every one of the symptoms that it cures. Or says it, you know, and so I'm sure that drives healthcare providers just
and
nuts.
I've often wondered on air how much all of this advertising adds to the price that we're paying. I don't know if they advertise in other countries.
Nope. I don't know either. But when I was a child, they did not advertise. And I don't know if that was just like an ethical thing, because when I was a kid, lawyers' offices and financial offices didn't advertise either. But the amount of money that goes into advertising has got to be just outrageous. And somebody's paying for that, and that would be the customer.
Yeah.
Well, we're sure watching this race here, of course, first of all, to have a member of Congress dedicated to Western Montana for us is, it's really going to be special for us to have that kind of representation. We've kind of indicated that maybe Ryan Zinke might be vulnerable in this particular race. Monica Trinnell has done well to, at least from our perspective, looking at it objectively, I think she's done well in marshaling those efforts. She just might win this thing.
Yeah, I really have a lot of confidence. And I am so glad as well that you guys are going to have your own representation, because anybody can look at the eastern side of the state and the western side of the state, and even though the congressional boundaries may not have pleased everybody the way they were drawn, there is a big difference in the western and the eastern part of the state. I think you guys can certainly attest to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what
you
about
having your own rep is going to be great.
Yeah, regarding Monica Trinnell and Ryan Zinke, it seems like the media in general, I mean, we see stories all the time about the top 10 box office movies, and everything is box office. Ryan Zinke has certainly raised a lot of money, and I'm sure he's going to have congressional or support from the party. Monica Trinnell?
Yeah, so she is doing well, raising money. Her money is coming right directly from Montanans. And so Ryan Zinke's is mostly coming directly from out-of-staters. Monica has decided that she and her campaign are going to participate in the coordinated campaign effort of the Democratic Party. And so we will, you know, with that, we'll be sharing information, volunteers, dollars. And so, yeah, she will definitely have some support from the party.
Yeah. Well, as always, a great conversation our Democratic State Chair, Robin Driscoll. Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you. See you next month.